Welcome to Bedtime History. Hello, this is Breck. Guess what, parents? Bedtime History is now available on StoryButton. StoryButton is the easiest way to listen to our show without using screen devices like your phone or a tablet. StoryButton is like a radio that's built for easy listening to your favorite kids' podcasts like ours. And the best part is there's no subscriptions or fees to access the content. This week, save $10 and get free shipping when you go to storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. That's storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. In the heart of the vast, scorching deserts of the Middle East, there lived a young Bedouin girl named Amina. Amina was just 11 years old, but she was already wise beyond her years, for she belonged to a proud and ancient culture known as the Bedouins. The Bedouins are a nomadic people who have roamed the deserts of the Middle East for centuries. Their story is one of resilience, adaptability, and a deep connection to the harsh and beautiful land they call home. One sweltering morning, as the sun blazed in the cloudless sky, Amina's father called her to his side. "Amina," he said, "our family is in need of water. The last oasis has run dry, and we must find a new source." With determination in her heart, Amina set off on her trusty camel, Rashid, through the golden dunes. She knew that finding water in the unforgiving desert was no easy task, but she was determined to help her family. As Amina journeyed across the endless sea of sand, she remembered the tales her grandmother had told her about the Bedouin way of life. It all began many, many years ago in the heart of the Middle Eastern deserts. Long ago, the Bedouins were a group of tribes who lived in the vast deserts of the Middle East, including places like Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and parts of North Africa. They were experts at surviving in the harsh desert environment, where water and food were scarce. The Bedouin way of life began with their nomadic lifestyle. They moved from place to place in search of resources, just like Amina was doing now. This lifestyle allowed them to adapt to changing conditions and avoid overusing the limited resources of any one area. Their homes, known as tents, were made from goatskin and woven wool, and they were easy to assemble and disassemble. This made it possible for Bedouin families to move their homes quickly and easily, as they followed their camels and goats in search of water and pasture. The Bedouins' ability to survive in the unforgiving desert was nothing short of remarkable. They developed ingenious techniques that had been passed down through their generations to ensure their survival. One of these was water preservation. They'd mastered the art of finding and storing water, which is crucial in the arid deserts they call home. Bedouins dig deep wells, often concealed beneath the sand, to access underground water sources. They also collect rainwater in large underground cisterns, carefully designated to prevent evaporation and contamination. This water-preserving expertise is essential for their nomadic lifestyle, as it enables them to travel great distances while carrying the precious resources they need to survive. The Bedouins have a profound understanding of desert animals and plants. They are skilled in identifying edible plants, herbs, and desert animals that can provide nourishment. The Bedouins' knowledge of the medicinal properties of plants is also extensive, allowing them to treat various sicknesses and injuries. Their ability to read the desert landscape and adapt to its changing conditions has been important for their survival through history, making them true masters of the desert environment. As Amina rode her camel, she noticed how the sun's rays seemed to dance across the endless sand dunes. She realized that the Bedouins' connection to the desert was not just about survival. It was also about appreciating the beauty and vastness of their homeland. The Bedouin people are also known for their strong sense of community. They rely on one another for support and protection. Amina thought about her own family, who, just like the Bedouins of old, depended on each other for their survival. And each family unit was called a tribe, and led by a sheikh or a leader who makes important decisions for the group. Everyone in the tribe works together, sharing the responsibilities to ensure the well-being of all members. Religion and culture were also deeply intertwined in Bedouin society, playing a central role in their way of life. The majority of Bedouins practice Islam, and their faith is a guiding force that shapes their customs, traditions, and values. Islam provides a moral compass for Bedouin life, emphasizing principles of hospitality, generosity, and compassion towards others. Their culture is also characterized by its rich oral traditions, including storytelling, poetry, and music. Bedouin poetry, in particular, often focuses on themes of love, nature, and the challenges of desert life. Amina continued her journey, thinking about the stories she'd heard about the Bedouins' history of battle. While they preferred peaceful and harmonious lives, the Bedouins were fierce protectors of their families and tribes when needed. In times of conflict, the Bedouins were skilled horseback riders and archers. They used their knowledge of the desert terrain to their advantage, launching surprise attacks on their enemies. The element of surprise was a key strategy for the Bedouins in battle. Amina's own family had a strong tradition of honoring guests, which was especially important. When guests came to their camp, they were offered food, shelter, and protection. This tradition of hospitality also played a role in the Bedouins' relationship with other tribes, helping to maintain peace among neighboring groups. Amina's journey took her deeper into the desert, but still, there was no sign of water. As the hours passed, she began to worry. Rashid, the faithful camel, was growing tired, and Amina's own throat felt parched. Just when hope seemed to be slipping away, a glimmer of water caught Amina's eye. She had stumbled upon a hidden oasis, a small pocket of life in the midst of the vast desert. Amina and Rashid rushed to the precious water, and Amina filled their water skins. Her heart was filled with joy and relief as she realized that her family's future was secure. She knew she had accomplished a task that was central to the Bedouin way of life, finding and preserving water in the desert. As Amina returned to her family, she reflected on the lessons she'd learned during her journey. The story of the Bedouins is a tale of survival, resilience, and a deep connection to their environment. Their way of life has many valuable lessons for us all, no matter where we come from. 1. Adaptability. The Bedouins teach us to adapt to our surroundings and make the most of what we have. Community and family. A strong sense of community and the importance of family bonds among the Bedouins remind us of the value of supporting and protecting one another. Also, the tradition of hospitality is a lesson in kindness, generosity, and taking care of guests. 4. A connection to nature. The Bedouins' deep appreciation of the desert's beauty teaches us to respect and cherish the natural world around us. Amina returned to her family with water and hope, understanding the Bedouin way of life was more than just a set of customs and traditions. It was a treasure trove of wisdom passed down through generations. She was proud to be part of this ancient culture that had thrived in the heart of the Middle Eastern deserts for centuries. So the next time you gaze at the endless deserts, remember the tale of the Bedouins and the lessons they can teach us about survival, community, and respect for the world around us. The spirit of Amina and her people continues to live on in the hearts of those who appreciate their incredible story.